y'all ready? Are these conversations filled with doubt? We dismiss what we can't figure out. Well, good Monday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your encourager, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Coffee Talk with CA. Yes, I incorporate a little bit of music in from time to time. Hope everybody's doing well. I hope you had a great time at church, or if you listen to your church online, or whatever you might have done on a Sunday. I hope you guys had a great day yesterday. I did. Definitely, in fact, have a wonderful Sunday, as I always do. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit on Coffee Talk on Monday, today being Monday, April, hard to believe, April the 19th, 2021. Before I get started on my topic today on Coffee Talk with CA, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey gang, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. I'm getting a lot of new followers, a lot of new likers out there. You can definitely do that by going to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can follow me and check that like button. I'm on all major networks. Our main one, of course, is iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, guys, please give me a 5-star rating. I would love to receive that. I get a lot of 5-star ratings from people, and I really appreciate that. Also, if you got an Android phone, Android lovers out there, download that app, the Google Podcast, and again, search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast as well. All right, well, today we're going to talk a little bit about morning fog. Now, we haven't received morning fog this morning at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's a nice, crisp, cool day today. Clearer skies. The sun has rose this morning. Had some coffee here at the studio, at the iHeartRadio studio, and it's just been a nice, morning this morning. Taking it all in. Well, have you guys, like, we've all drove through and we hate fog, don't we? Where it's foggy and things are just kind of cloudy and, you know, and you're just going through all these motions of thinking, oh my goodness gracious, what am I going to get myself into, God, today? A lot of y'all out there probably think, oh, you know, it's going to be a blue Monday. Hey, today we're going to get rid of your blue Mondays. We're going to clear the fog, but we're going to talk a little bit today on Coffee Talk with CA about how your life is like the morning fog. James 4:14. Here's a Bible verse that you can use for the day. Your life is like the morning fog. You can do this around Coffee Talk with your own folks or your own employees that you might be working with. Here for a little while, then you're gone. Isn't that right? You think about it. Your fog is here and then it's gone. You can always scripture reference that back in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 14. So isn't it inevitable, friends, that one day you will pass from this life and you'll go to the next? So if you think about it in the light of this fact, the Bible says, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all in the glory of God. You know, you were meant to bring the glory to your Creator. You didn't do anything to bring yourself into this life. So what you do with the days on earth shouldn't be solely about you. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Now, a lot of people don't know that, but if you think about it, God wants you to take care of the temple. He wants you to take care of your body. And like I've said before in the past, and I will say on Coffee Talk, on my biblical teaching, is you've got a choice. You got a soul inside of you. So when you leave, when God calls you home, you've got a choice of either heaven or hell. You've got to make that decision. And I hope most, if not all of you, will make the decision to go to heaven and accept Him as personal Savior. It's the most easiest thing. And if you think about it, wouldn't you want to be with Him? Him being God. Forever and ever. Can you imagine? Can't even fathom. And some of your loved ones are up there. Hopefully most of them. I hope they are, if not all. I can't judge. I leave that all to God, of course. Whose lives in you and who was given to you by God, if you think about that. You know, you do not belong to yourself. For God brought you in with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. And, you know, I want you to scripture reference and just make note later on today and or through the week and go to 1 Corinthians when Paul wrote that. Read chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. So do everything out of love. You know, act with love, compassion, mercy, kindness. We don't see a lot of that in America. As often as you can. Once you believe in Christ and you are covered by His righteousness, your good works are not longer rubbish. In fact, they shine like diamonds to point out people to your Heavenly Father. But always be on guard. Stand firm in your faith. Definitely, guys. Be courageous. Be strong and do everything with love. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. You will never feel as fulfilled as when you're serving other people in some way. Give food, give money, give any possession, give your time, give your encouragement, give a hug. Those of y'all that are double vaccinated or maybe you got your mask still that you're wearing during COVID times, give a hug. Boy, we've been on this COVID stuff for over a year now. Give him a hug. Let him know you love him. Let him know you appreciate him. Give of yourself. You won't regret this kind of living. Remember that. Also remember that this life is short. Today's Monday. You're going to blink your eyes, it's going to be Wednesday. You're going to blink your eyes, it's going to be Sunday. And it's just like a ritual pattern. You get 1,440 minutes in a day. Use them wisely. You get 168 hours during the week. Use them and use them wisely. Remember that. Even if you live to be 100 now, we don't know how long we're going to live. The oldest American I read yesterday, a lady had passed away, 116. So there is still a minute of every amount of time compared to eternity. So no one knows the day or the hour that we're going to be called to heaven. Babies and children go. Teenagers and young adults are on the brink of discovering their life, purposely go. People have passed away in every decade of a typical life. No one knows the length of their life. So we need to work on developing the breadth of it, which means by making the most of every day. We need to always remember the brevity and uncertainty in doing this is so that we have this prescription and the cure, friends, to the common element of procrastination. Always press forward and never give up. You know, I like the fact when the Apostle Paul wanted to assure his readers by telling them he hasn't received the perfection of always living right for God. Go to book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Little scripture you can read later on. None of us are perfect. None of us. We all got flaws. We all carry baggage. We're imperfect. And none of us glorify God perfectly. We just don't. I know I don't. But I strive to do the best as excellently as possible each day. I can press onward to learn of my mistakes and do better the next time until I reach the end of my race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, called me. And that would be in, you know, reference also book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 14. So what's your point, CA? Well, my point is this. Your life is a morning fog. I don't care how clear, how beautiful and crisp, and those are nice days, or maybe a rainy day. You make your day. You make your decision. You're your own free moral agent, just like getting saved. God will not force you to accept Him as personal Savior. That is a decision that you make. Now, I've had people ask me, OCA, God has saved me. Well, He can save you, but you've got to ask Him. It's like coming to the Father. You've got to ask your Father. You got to ask Him, Father God, I come to You. I want to learn about You. And have Him in your heart. Good deeds are not going to get you in heaven. Good deeds are good. Going with the perfect church attendance, and I knew a lady that went to a church and she never missed a Sunday school and she never missed a church service. That's good. That's not going to get you to heaven. A particular church ain't going to have the stamp that says, I'm going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is, and those are all good, but what's going to get you to heaven is accepting Him, Christ, as personal Savior. To get to God the Father, you have to get through Christ to accept Christ. He is the olive branch. We are all sinners. I had someone debate me one time. Oh, I sin, but I'm going to make it to heaven. I'm not judging you, but you're going totally against what the Bible says. Scriptures remind us. I encourage you to read these scriptures when you can. Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus' journey that got Him to the cross because He loved us. You know, He didn't have to die for CA. He didn't have to die for Kelly. He didn't have to die for Jim. He didn't have to die for Matt. He did because He loved us. I want to share a little story with you before I play a song on Coffee Talk with CA. In my senior years, junior high, senior years. A lot of y'all have a lot of listeners on here that I went to. Some I've went from elementary all the way up to high school. We reconnected on social media, and I appreciate them. I've had people in, that I went to high school with, my high school alumni, who I've connected with, and I love each and every one of you. There is a friend of mine who was my best friend, and I want to share the story because God instilled it on my heart. His name was Matt. He lived down the street from me, and we had the Little Rascal group. And he always felt like he was in competition with me. I have no idea why. I mean, my parents have been married for 56 years. His parents were divorced. His mother died a long, long, long time ago. And his daddy's gone home now to be with the Lord. And he had a really, I hate to say it on the air here, but an evil stepmother. But he always wanted to be better than me, and he always felt like he was competing with me, but it was no competition. Dad would pick him up when he had church bus ministry. Dad would pick him up, and we would take him to church, him and his brother and his sister, who I'm still friends with, his sister, who I've known for many decades, and Monica's a very sweet lady. Wonderful husband, wonderful children, big family. She loved her brother. Matt told me one day when we were throwing the football, I am going to be better than you. Matt, that has nothing to do with it. Yes, it does. No, we are all God's children. No, I'm going to be better than you. Matt, come on, we're not in competition. I kept telling him that. He got upset, got mad. He didn't speak to me for 4 years. I know a lot of y'all don't live in this area because, you know, you're all around the global. But there was a particular place in Hearst. It was called the Bel Air Movie Theater. I went to go eat Poncho's with some friends. They had Poncho's Mexican food, by the way. It's buffet. Matt was in there working at the Bel Air Movie Theater. And God had instilled on my heart, CA, I want you to break bread, break ice with Matt. I walked over there after he got through handing the tickets out. Because it was, you know, back in the day, we had the ticket booth. And I said, Matt, I said, I love you, brother. We've been friends for many decades. We need to break the ice. Well, I understand, he said, but I just think that it was just, you know, I'm going to be better than you. Matt, it ain't a competition. We got to knock that out. I just want to do what God wants me to do. So I broke the bread with him, broke the ice with him, lost contact with him, ran into a sister one day when I did notary work. I used to have a notary company. I was a mobile notary. In fact, I was a notary for well over from 1990 to about 2018. I don't know, guys, that's probably 20-something years of doing notary work, documents and you name it, along with all the other stuff I've done in my life. Matt had, she had a little tear on her eye, Monica did. She said, my brother passed away in like 2003. He lived in Oklahoma and died of a heart attack. It about took me. When she cried, I shed a tear too. He had his whole life ahead of him. He died in his 30s. He loved Jesus, but it was never a competition. But I'm very thankful that I broke ice with him, very thankful that I broke the bread with him and said, hey, it ain't about the competition. We're brothers in Christ. Back then, we were actually even blood brothers, what we called blood brothers back then. I had to explain that sometimes. He wanted to be a blood brother, and I was like, what the heck's a blood brother? And he explained it to me, and, you know. But I guess long story short on me babbling about this is, even in his fogginess and in my fogginess, we dropped the let bygones be bygones and cleared the fog to rebuild the friendship until he moved and married and had children. He had two kids, a boy and a girl, moved to Oklahoma until his passing in 2003. Those are my alumni that knew him. He's a great guy, good friend, had a lot of big dreams. And we just don't know how short life is. Whatever you're going through right now, whether it be finances, whether it be a job, or we're all going through this post-COVID thing, guys. At my job, we still have to wear our mask. I don't like it. It breaks me out. But I have to do what they tell me to do. People have asked me about vaccines, you know, and what's your thoughts? Well, I'll give you my opinion. My thought is I don't want to make it a political thing. If you want to get vaccine, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. Now, I've got both of mine, and I'm doing fine. I got the Moderna. My brother got it. My other brother got it. Mom and dad got it. So our whole family has been vaccinated up. I know it only lasts 6 months. But that's okay. You don't have to listen to me on that. You don't. To be honest with you, you're your own free moral agent, and I still love you guys. Just take care of yourself and use the proper thing of hand washing. And our society has changed. You can't ask at a cafe, hey, can I get a bottle of ketchup? Now they just put them in little cups, and that's still, if you're like me and you're a saucy kind of a guy, because I do like sauce, you can't anymore. Times have changed, at least for now. I don't know how long that's going to last, because you know why? Germs on the bottle. Think about it. Makes a lot of sense. Same thing when I was one time eating a steak, and I'd say, I need Heinz 57 sauce, and they sit there and send me two cups. I said, they ain't going to do it, you know? But that's what I'm saying. Times have changed, so I kind of clear through the fog. But I guess what my point is, before I play this song, is whatever you're going through, even during post-COVID times, or maybe losing a loved one, or in doubt about something, God's got you. Like I've always said, He has you. And on your morning foggy days, when you wake up in the morning, I would suggest, as your friend and your on-air personality on iHeartRadio, is I would take a little time to praise Him, to read a scripture verse, to thank Him for every day of life that He has given you. And if you got children, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, He cares about you. He wants you to, and another thing I want you to do, enjoy your life. Oh, CA, my life's miserable. Well, do you want to, only you set your tone. You want a miserable life? Do you want it to continue to be extremely foggy? Or do you want the fog to go away and see the real deal of what God has, life in general? It's nice to see people going out and traveling again. I was out over the weekend, and I seen a lot of people out and about at restaurants and stuff like that. It's good to see people mixing and mingling, and hopefully they're using safety precautions. I know I am. But it's good to see a ton of people. Look like Christmas time. Oh, yeah. A lot of people say, well, it's stimulus. Probably stimulus. But I think majority of it is there, you know, you're in lockdown for a while, almost a year. But now you're wanting to go out and enjoy your life because that's what it's all about. It's like I was talking to my daughter this morning, Beth, and she said, Dad said Six Flags was packed. I can imagine. Six Flags is expensive too, by the way. It's like five times the price, but she's a season pass holder. And, you know, I can imagine how expensive Six Flags is. I'm sure it is. But people are going out there and having fun. And that's what it's all about with your family, your friends, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it may be. Just enjoy your life, clear the fog, and give it to God. That's what it's all about. Okay. All right. Love Broke Through. I want to play this song. I played it before. It's one of my favorites, many favorites. I got many of them on Coffee Talk with CA with Toby Mac. Then we're going to lead off in prayer on Coffee Talk with CA on a Monday. So here we go.
Thank you. prayer in that broke down dusty room. It was the first time I said I'm yours. The first time I called you Lord.
A wonderful song. Kind of gives you a little bit of energy on Coffee Talk with CA this morning on iHeartRadio. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on a Monday. I hope you guys have a fantastical Monday. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, again, feel free up here at the Faith Studio, One Beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings ending in an S like coffee, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, also like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Share my podcast anytime you want. It is free. I will never charge. All right, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. We pray for a great Monday. And in the midst of it all, we know that you can cut the knife to open up our fog, our foggy days. For we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. As I get ready to saddle up and head out of here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.